Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Mitchell.
Here.
Nielsen. Bell. Caballero. Dolly. Hurtado. Jones. Leyva. McGuire. Monning. Morlock. Pan. Roth. Skinner. Stern. Stone. Umberg. Wiecoski. We have a...
Thank you very much. The secretary notices the presence of a quorum. Good morning, everyone. We've just got one item before us today, which is a constitutional amendment to change how we budget for the legislative analyst office. Mr. Obernolte is here to present that bipartisan measure, ACA 11. We will then allow time for questions and public comment. But before Mr. Obernolte begins, if you don't mind, sir, I'd like to briefly reflect on some of the conversation that I was a part of that led to this measure. Last year, you all will recall that the Joint Legislative Budget Committee conducted an extensive executive search for the new analyst. This was a bipartisan and bicameral process that resulted in the hiring of Mr. Pettit, the new analyst, who's here with us today. In addition, the search process allowed for dialogue about our expectations of the LAO and their growing workload, as well as the need to reinvest in the office. The cap on the legislature's budget has artificially prevented the nonpartisan LAO staff from keeping pace with growth of the state budget and the administration's fiscal staff. The Joint Legislative Budget Committee followed up on these discussions by holding a hearing regarding the LAO earlier this year. I completely agree with Mr. Obernolte and appreciate you allowing me to sign on as a co-author of your measure, that it's time to give the voters an opportunity to allow for reinvestment in the LAO. I appreciate his authorship of this measure, and I'm, again, proud to co-author. With that, Senator Nielsen isn't here. I'm going to go ahead and get started with Mr. Obernolte presenting ACA 11. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. The Legislative Analyst Office has been an integral part of state government for almost 80 years now. They were established in 1941 to provide nonpartisan, unbiased financial advice to the legislature. They're meant to be the counterweight to the Department of Finance, and they have performed admirably in that role. They've been a very valuable addition. In 1990, Prop 140 was passed by the people of California, and that was very consequential, instituted term limits, strict limits on expenditures by the legislature. But one of the unintended consequences of Prop 140 is that the Legislative Analyst Office budget was cut, because technically they're underneath the same budget item as the legislature, as a department of the legislature. So in 1990, after the passage of Prop 140, the LAO's staff was reduced by 60%. Think about that, over half. So prior to 1990, the LAO would weigh in not just on budget items, but on any bill that required an appropriation, and they would give us advice on those bills. And since then, they've had to limit the scope of their activities to only providing advice on budget items and the very largest appropriations in bills. So I don't think that that's a good thing for the legislature. Right now, the LAO has roughly the same number of analysts as they did in the 1960s. And to give you some context, the state budget has grown by over 5,000% since then, in other words, since over 50 times, and they're doing that analysis with the same number of analysts. So I'm a small government guy. I want to keep the size of government as small as possible, but I make an exception when it comes to the agency that we're trusting to help us make good decisions when it comes to fiscal expenditures. This constitutional amendment, ACA 11, would put that question back before the voters, whether or not the LAO should be within the same budget line item as the legislature, or whether or not they should have their own budget. I strongly believe that it should be the latter, and I think the voters will agree with us. So I would respectfully request your aye vote on ACA 11. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Quest. Any questions for the author of the bill? Move the bill. Good, we have a motion. Mr. Viswanathan, do you have any comment on behalf of the administration?
Yes. Vivek Viswanathan, Department of Finance. We'll make a couple brief comments, and thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Mr. Obernolte. The Department of Finance works very closely with the LAO throughout the budget process and throughout the year. On this proposed constitutional amendment, Finance and the administration have not taken a position. However, before the committee votes, we do want to note three key issues. First, we note that if the Legislative Analyst Office, if this amendment were to pass, it's unclear where exactly it would be funded, whether it would still be funded within the legislative budget or whether it would be a separate general fund item. And if it were a separate general fund item or if there were a marginal increase in the LAO budget beyond what's in the legislative budget right now, that funding would no longer be available for other general fund purposes. The second point I want to make is if it becomes a separate general fund item, then the level of funding there would be contingent on the overall budget process. And as a result, in a possible future year or future administration, funding for the LAO may not be guaranteed under that scenario. And finance notes that during the 1990s, the governor at the time in the 1990s vetoed funding for the Commission on State Finance, which performed revenue and expenditure forecasting, and that funding was not subsequently restored. And finally, finance will note that the proposed amendment does not change the cap on total aggregate expenditures of the legislature. Rather, it states that LAO expenditures shall not be included in calculating those expenditures for the legislature. And so this is just to say that in the future, subject to the cell appropriations limit and the total aggregate expenditure limit, that would still be subject to the legislative budget to negotiations between the legislature and the administration.
Thank you. Would you like to close and provide any comments or any response to the administration?
Thank you for the commentary. I'm in agreement with everything that was said. I think it's appropriate for that to be a budgetary discussion. We have had historically over the last couple of decades very productive relationships with both the Department of Finance and the administration. I think the point that you're making is in the future, if maybe the relationship was not so harmonious, that this might be a contentious issue. And I think that that's something that we should deal with when the time comes. But for the meantime, I don't think it's healthy for us to be in a situation where we've got 60% fewer analysts than we did before 1990 and a budget that continues to grow and complexity of state government that continues to grow. So I think this is good for not only the people of California, but our legislature, and I'd respectfully request your i-vote.
I appreciate that. And I would just add two quick things before I go to Dr. Pan and Senator Robb. First of all, I don't believe you mentioned in your opening, Assembly Member, but you know there's additional work that we have put on the backs, quite frankly, of the LAO, and that's their analysis of all ballot initiatives and referendum. That's and as the number of initiatives that are on each ballot grows, that's additional new work. And secondly, I would suggest, I know that, quite frankly, the budget for Department of Finance is included in the budget, and I don't think the legislature has ever pushed back on an administration as they have grown the Department of Finance. And so I would certainly hope whatever future administration would be willing to understand the importance of the LAO to the legislature and not push back on the funding for LAO either. With that, Senator Pan.
Thank you, and Senator Obermulty, I want to thank you for bringing this forward and certainly in support. I just want to clarify, because I heard finance's testimony, and maybe just a misperception on my part, but basically, I mean, currently the LAO is within the cap right now, but we still have to budget for how much the LAO gets, correct? I mean, it's not like they have a guaranteed amount of money. Is that...
Yes, so that is correct. The one difference is that right now in the Budget Act that's enacted, the appropriation for the LAO is a transfer from the legislative budget. So in the overall, it'll show a zero in the Budget Act, and then it's basically from the overall legislative budget, money goes from there to the LAO.
Right, but it is part of the budget, so it's... So is it a unilateral decision by the legislature how much the LAO gets out of our allocation, or is it part of the budget agreement that the governor also signs that this is how much went to the LAO?
So it is in the overall budget agreement, but it is part of the legislative budget.
Right. Yeah. And in fact, actually, Senator Obermulty, just to clarify, is there any provision in this particular ACA that would prevent the legislature, if we wish to actually designate part of our allocation to the LAO, if for some reason, you know, during a downturn, that was going to be part of a budget solution to appropriately fund the LAO?
Yeah, certainly not. It would just... The ACA is very simple. It simply removes the LAO from that cap. It does not say where the funding for the LAO comes from.
Right. So therefore, it basically would be a discussion between the legislature and the governor. Of course, the legislature legislates, and the governor will decide to sign. So I just wanted to clarify that issue just to be sure that, I mean, I don't see this as being a creating an increased vulnerability to the LAO in terms of their funding. Thank you.
Senator Robb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm delighted that, even though I don't recognize you anymore, I just want you to know that I'm delighted to support this. I certainly hope certainly hope that the administration recognizes the importance of the work that's performed by the Legislative Analyst's Office, not only to us, but also to the Governor's Office and the Department of Finance in terms of fleshing out and making rich the conversation and the dialogue over the sometimes very heavy budget issues that we have to grapple with here. Just as we recognize that in times of a budget crunch, when things are tough in California, we will make adjustments, obviously, to our budget, and we may have to make adjustments to the Office of the Governor's budget and Department of Finance's budget at the same time as we take a look at the LAO. So it's not a one-sided thing here. In times of difficulty, we all may have to take a haircut, hopefully not. So I'll be supporting this. Thank you, sir, for bringing it.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, public comment. Seeing no public comment, we had a motion. Please call the roll.
ACA 11, the motion is to be adopted and re-referred to Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Caballero? Caballero, aye. Dolly? Hurtado? Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire? Manning?
Aye.
Manning, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern? Stone? Stone, aye. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wieckowski? Wieckowski, aye.
As the Secretary is calculating, Mr. Obernolte, let me just say to you that where I come from, the only appropriate response to Senator Roth is, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know.
Well, the jury is still out.
No, no, the jury up here is ratified. We like the look. There, yeah. We're going to hold the item open. Oh, we're going to hold the item open just a moment because we've got one more member that's on their way down that they wanted to add on. The current vote, since Mr. Morlock likes to know it, is 14-0, but we're going to hold the item open. She did. So I'm just going to try to call it one more time. She did not. Could you call the absent members, please? Then she left.
Dolly? Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. McGuire? Stern.
Hold the item open. Thank you.
That's good.
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Stern?
What's up to the
So you would have no visibility.
It's nuts. This is like.
Please call the absent members.
Dolly?
Aye.
Dolly, aye. Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what that's called timing.
That's AC 11, right?
Yes. Say it again.
It's making sure. What
is the vote is 18-0. The measure passes. Thank you very much. Committee stands adjourned.